Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, like you said, Earth Day coming up around the corner and helping people save money and save the environment.
Yeah, when most of us think about Earth Day, we focus on ways, which are great, to protect the environment. But there's also many eco-friendly changes that can also help our families save money. For starters, adjusting our thermostat by just 7 to 10 degrees for 8 hours a day can save us up to 10% a year on our heating and cooling costs. We as Americans also waste nearly 40% of the food we buy. Reducing food waste could also save the average family $1,800 a year. So make sure to eat your leftovers and store your fruits and veggies properly so they will last longer. Earth Day, which is coming up again on April 22nd, is the perfect time to make some choices that are not only good for the planet, but also good for our budget. Think about some of our biggest household expenses. We have housing, food, and transportation are probably some that come to mind. Each of these areas is closely tied to how we impact the Earth today. So today I'll share three simple ways to save some money while protecting the environment. First, we're going to talk about around the home. Spring is a great time to do home energy audit. As we transition from heating to cooling, maybe consider some small changes like improving your attic insulation or installing a programmable thermostat. If you're, ready for some bigger upgrades, maybe replacing an old furnace or air conditioner or refrigerator with an energy efficient model can lead to long-term savings. For a no-cost solution, maybe try closing the blinds during the hottest part of the day, or maybe even reducing the use of your dryer by hanging clothes outside if you can or already have a clothesline. And also another good thought is adjusting your thermostat when no one is home. Simple steps like these can lower energy bills while reducing our carbon footprint. Next, we're going to talk about buying food. Spring, which I love, means fresh local produce. But let's be mindful of the food that we waste, like I talked about earlier. So wasted food doesn't just hit our wallet, but it also impacts our landfills and wastes the energy used to grow and transport that. So plan your meals maybe a little more carefully. Buy only what you need. And if you're, see what's already in your pantry and freezer before you purchase more. Maybe you have a grocery list there on the counter always, so if you or someone else uses the last of something, have them write it down on the grocery list. Two easy ways to reduce waste are maybe take an inventory of your pantry or freezer and bringing those older items to the front to use first or up to the top if it's in a freezer. Also switch to maybe using reusable grocery bags, and remember always to wash them regularly to prevent contamination. And the third topic today is smarter transportation choices. Whether you drive a gas-powered or electric vehicle, planning our trips can save us both money and fuel. So maybe try combining errands. If you're going to go do different errands in town, try combining those into maybe one trip instead of making multiple trips into town. Busy families can coordinate schedules so one person can pick up groceries while the other one is maybe waiting for another's activity to end or picking up from school or a doctor's appointment. Small driving habits also make a difference, so keeping tires properly inflated, driving the speed limit, and rolling down windows, on those beautiful spring days instead of turning on the air conditioner on mild days can improve our fuel efficiency as well. So as we celebrate Earth Day, let's remember that making environmentally friendly choices isn't just about saving the planet. It's also about saving us money, too. So this Earth Day, challenge yourself maybe to make one small change that benefits your budget and the planet. I hope these helpful tips will help you and your family make small changes that add up to big savings. As always, for more simple ways to save money while living your life, please reach out to me at the Frontier Extension District office at 785-828-4438 or jmcnally@ksu.edu.
Great ways to save money, especially in this hot to come season. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mariners Union Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.